A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they've put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but didn't go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there with the cloth that had covered his head, not with the other burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in. The one who had arrived at the tomb first, he saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. We are created for joy, even though we are separated this Easter because of social distancing. It's good to remind ourselves that Easter is all about experiencing joy. You've never heard anyone say, "You know, this whole joy thing is not for me. I wish I had a little more misery in my life." We are created for joy. But we come to realize that it's not something that we can buy at the local Walmart. Think of the most joyful moments of your life. Isn't it true that they were a surprise? The gospel gives us an idea of the surprise of discovering the empty tomb. Mary Magdalene had been there at the foot of the cross. She had seen Jesus die. Crucifixion was no joke. It was such a horrible way to die that the Romans eventually outlawed it. So Mary Magdalene was not expecting an empty tomb. She knew that Jesus had really died. So when she sees the empty tomb, she doesn't know what to make of it. So she runs to tell Peter and John. They both run to the tomb. Apparently, John had been more faithful to his insanity workouts than Peter, and he beat him to the tomb. He looks in, but he waits for Peter. Peter was appointed as head of the apostles, so John wanted to let him go first. Peter enters the tomb, and then John goes in. What they saw surprised them. Or better said, what they didn't see surprised them. The body of Jesus was gone. The burial cloth was there, but the body was gone. Actually, the Greek says that the burial clothing was lying there in its folds. It seems that the body of Jesus had just evaporated and left the clothes lying there as though they were still in the body. But there was no body. Imagine their surprise. What was happening here? And then the gospel says that John saw and believed. He believed that Jesus had risen from the dead. The surprise must have overwhelmed him. But as soon as he began to believe, he was filled with joy. Joy is the best response to Easter. Who could have ever imagined that death could be conquered? That's what Easter means. Your death and my death is not the end. Just as Jesus rose from the dead, we will rise from the dead. Body and soul, we will live forever. Suffering does not have the last word. This virus will not have the last word. Death does not have the last word. The love of God given to us in Jesus Christ has the last word. And that is why the psalm today shouts out, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad." On Easter, we also are surprised by the presence of the risen Jesus, and we too are filled with joy. When we realize the gift of Easter, joy is the best response. Paula Dreyer tells the following story about one Easter. She writes, I couldn't have been in a worse mood. I glared at myself in the full-length mirror in my bedroom. Black suit, sensible shoes, conservative necklace, blah. I should have been there in my Easter best. After all, it was Easter. But I had to work. There had been a last-minute scheduling problem at the long-term addiction center where I worked, and I was stuck with the Easter shift. My husband and I had to ditch our plans. Usually I pray and focus on positive thoughts during my commute, not today. I thought about our church service that morning, sunlight streaming through the stained glass windows, the choir belting out alleluias, bell-shaped white lilies overflowing the altar, perfuming the air, families decked out in their new spring outfits packed into the pews, everyone smiling, the gospel message so full of joy. All I felt was resentment. She described how bitter she was all day until after dinner one of the rehab patients came up to her. "Paula, I have something for you," she said. I looked down. It was a little cross of intricately woven palm fronds. "I wanted to thank you for giving up your holiday to be with us," she said. I struggled to maintain my calm professional demeanor. Our patients wish they could be with their families too, but they don't get to go home at the end of the day the way I do. Most of them won't go home for months. The rest of the day I worked with a renewed spirit. Late that night I drove home. The roads were empty, the sky was clear, and the moon bright. I knew I'd spent Easter Sunday exactly where God wanted me to be, where I was needed. I pulled into my driveway. The lights were still on. John had waited up for me. How was your day?" he asked as he put his arms around me. I said, "Joyful." When we realize the gift of Easter, joy is the best response. Joy is the fruits of the Holy Spirit. That means that above all, it's a gift of God. However, God never forces joy on us. We have to help prepare the soil of our hearts. So here are three suggestions to help you with that. You could call it GPS. G, gratitude. I heard someone say that a grateful heart silences a complaining tongue. If you're always griping, how can you be filled with the Holy Spirit or filled with joy? So if you want more joy in your life, let's start by being grateful. A simple way to do this is to write down one thing you're grateful for every day. You'll be amazed. Prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit for the gift of joy. Joy is the result of our relationship with Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes Christ present to us. S, sharing. If you're not feeling very joyful, try to bring joy into someone else's life, and you'll be astounded at what happens to your own heart. Call someone, smile at someone, do something kind, and joy flows from that. So GPS, gratitude, prayer, sharing. Keep these three in mind, and have a blessed Easter.